And right now, happy to be joined once again on the program by the head coach of the Gamecock baseball team. He is Mark Kingston, fresh off his first series as the head man in charge here in Columbia, a 2-1 series win over VMI. Coach, now that it's kind of out there, you're happy to be a Gamecock, this first series under your belt. You get a little chance, I don't want to say to catch your breath and exhale, but at least say, okay, there's one down. Now let's go play some more baseball.
Yeah, no doubt. It was quite the experience this weekend. Is everything I hoped it would be in terms of the new head coach here at South Carolina. Everything I'd heard about the environment here and the atmosphere here more than lived up to what I had been told. So love being the head coach here, no doubt about it. Disappointed we didn't go 3-0. Not a real good loser. So to have opening night not go our way was disappointing, but I thought our guys really responded well and played great baseball the next 2 days. And truthfully, I thought we played really good baseball all weekend. We just, unfortunately, Adam was a little too amped up that first night and pitched very uncharacteristically for him. You look back, and that's the reason why we lost that game. But he'll be just fine. We know he's our ace. And all things considered, I thought it was a good weekend. As I told our team, we're not going to call it a great weekend because only when you sweep is it a great weekend. But it was a solid start for us.
Coach Adam pitched four full innings, allowed 5 hits. He only walked 3, but boy, it seemed like every one of them just killed him in the end. And then you had the big call reversal. I still don't know how, and I'm not trying to blame the umpire or anything. I still don't know how I could hear a foul ball, a bat sound, the knob end of the bat sound in the booth where I'm calling the game, and that's supposed to have only hit his skin. That's just that's amazing to me. But what we'll have to deal with that. The Gamecocks lose that game, but you did get 20-21 base runners that night. It just didn't turn out in a win for South Carolina.
Yeah, we did a great job. One thing we stress to our hitters every day is discipline, discipline, discipline. And we took 30 walks this weekend. You don't go up there looking for a walk. Walks are a byproduct of good disciplined hitters looking to drive the baseball. And so to average 10 walks a game, I think shows that the guys are buying into what we want to do. On top of that, we added the 6 homers, had over a .500 slugging percentage all weekend. So, the thing that the signs are there that we have some of the pieces and then that we can do some of the things we want to do. Like you said, Friday, there are a lot of fluky things happened Friday night. Adam not being on top of his game, hit 2 homers that were caught at the wall. And they weren't homers, obviously. They I thought could have been homers, both caught at the wall. And then that 4-run reversal on that umpire call. It was one of those nights where, as they say, baseball happens. And at the end of the day, though, our guys responded to it. They accepted it. They took responsibility for it, and they came out and outscored them 16-2 the next 2 days. So if there's a silver lining in that they responded and came out and continued to play great baseball.
And that's where I was going to go next with you, Coach, is look, it's game 1 of 56, so you don't have to get in there and throw the bats in the shower and wake them up or anything like that. But what was your conversation like? How was it reciprocated after Friday to make you feel like, that happens, as you said, baseball happens. But what did you see in your guys, from both sides, your standpoint and theirs, about transitioning into the rest of the weekend?
Well, the big thing is we just wanted to make sure that while they were disappointed, they weren't discouraged. I think we were all disappointed. We've been going at this now for 7 months, and we wanted to put a really good show on for our crowd opening night. And we were all disappointed that we came out of there with a 1-run loss. But whether you win or lose, you need to prepare the next day. And one of our things we talk about is on Saturday, all you can do is try to go 1-0. The previous day didn't matter. The following day won't matter. You just try to go 1-0, and that's your focus. So that our guys did a good job with that. And we try to point out the things we did well. We had 20-plus base runners on Friday night. We played great defense. And all the things we're looking for, we're doing. It was just one of those nights that it just didn't quite go our way for some, as we mentioned, a couple flukes. And we just had to move on from it.
Coach, I think last time we talked to you, I was talking about how I think the rock of a good baseball team is its catching position. And you've had a battle royal for the starting catching spot with Chris Cullen and Hunter Taylor. And, boy, they both showed some serious pop this weekend, didn't they?
They did. And I give them credit. I and also our coaching staff challenged them pretty significantly. I didn't think we were getting the kind of production and commitment that we needed out of those guys. And so Coach Lake, our catching coach, and myself challenged them pretty good. Didn't pull any punches. And, you know, there's two ways that players can respond when they do that. They can go into a shell, or they can come out to be better and to make sure that it's a good turning point for them. And I thought they both did exactly that. So I'm proud how they responded. I thought they played great baseball. They put in the work, and they gave us exactly what we needed from behind the plate. Great teams have great catching, and so my goal to those guys is that, you know, a couple of weeks ago we were wondering if we had any, when we know we have the ability to have two. And Hunter's put in a ton of work to try to make himself a great player this year, and you saw that this weekend. And we all know Chris, when he's at the top of his game, is also an elite player. So my goal is that we have two elite catchers, and no matter who's catching on any given day, we feel like that position's in good hands.
Gamecock baseball coach Mark Kingston with us. Carolina goes 2-1 on the weekend against VMI. They'll be back in action tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock against North Florida, and Wednesday against Winthrop also at 4 p.m. Some early starts actually throughout the week. Charleston Southern Series opener will also be at 4 o'clock over at Founders Park. Coach, give us the good and bad reviews of Madison Stokes' weekend, and give us an update on his status for you moving forward here in the short term, if you don't mind.
Well, the good, obviously, is everything he did this weekend. Had a 1,500 slugging percentage, a 700 on-base percentage, had five extra base hits, played errorless defense, and was as good a player as anybody in the country this weekend. The bad is that he tweaked his hamstring, and so we'll have to evaluate what does that mean for him in the short term and the long term. He's playing great baseball, no doubt about it. He's been doing that for about a month now. So he's a big piece of our offense. He's a big piece of our defense. Now it's how long will we be without him? That's the frustrating thing. But injuries are part of this, so we need to make sure we have a next man up mentality and we continue to play good baseball, whether he's in there or whether he's not.
And you've talked about patience being a virtue for Madison Stokes at the plate, not to be so anxious up there, not always turn around and it's 0-2 on the batter. Well, this weekend in the first game, I think he, on a 3-0 pitch, his first swing of the season, he got a double. And then the second swing of the season, I think, was a 2-0 pitch, and he got another double, didn't he? So he got quite a start just because he waited for his pitch.
You got it, and that's a big part of our approach is, you know, that you're talking about five pitches, the 3-0 and the 2-0 count. Those are five pitches that maybe were borderline pitches that he could have swung at, and maybe in the past he would have swung at, and maybe it turns into a fly out, rollover ball to the shortstop. Now he's making the commitment to take those borderline pitches. He got himself in great counts, and because I have the confidence in him that he's doing that now, I gave him the 3-0 green light, and he crushed a ball. And then he got himself in the 2-0 count because he took some borderline pitches, and he hit a ball about 500 feet. So that's the evolution of a hitter. That's a hitter that has the right approach. It's a professional approach, and that's what we stress with our guys. And you're seeing a guy that's really evolving.
Give us an idea of how you and Coach Skylar Mead work together. Obviously, the relationship will evolve over the season and hopefully over many seasons here in Columbia, but it's your first time working together as head coach and pitching coach. Just kind of take us through what some of those decision-making talks are like in the dugout.
Well, a lot of that is done before the game. You have to have a game plan for different situations, whether you're up, whether you're down, whether it's a big lead, whether it's not, whether it's close. Who's available. So I would say a lot of the work is done before the game is even starts. You know, they talk about being prepared, and that's a big part of it. So you kind of know as the game evolves, who are the guys that will be available that you'll be looking at. You decide, are we going to have one or two guys warming up as we start to get close to that time where you might have to go to the bullpen. In terms of the in-game, it's dialogue. It's me asking him, what do you think? How many more innings does he have? What's his pitch count? How do you like where his stuff is? Does he look tired? It's just constant communication just to make sure that we're on the same page. And Skylar will make a lot of those moves. Obviously, I have to sign off on every one, but I have complete trust that if he tells me this guy's done, then he's probably done. Every now and then I'll say, hey, let's give him one more batter, or let's see how he reacts in this situation, especially being early in the season. We need to see some things. But I thought, that being the first weekend, we worked together it didn't feel like it. It felt like we'd been together for a long time, and I think that's a great sign.
We saw both John Gilreath and Logan Chapman over the weekend. Gilreath on a Friday and 52 pitches, pitched well, 3 hits in 4 innings, 4 strikeouts and not a walk. And then Logan Chapman, an inning and 2/3 with 3 hits, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts, 41 pitches. Because of the order in which they pitched this past weekend, does that mean that Gilreath will probably be the one to get the ball tomorrow and then Logan on Wednesday?
Yeah, you got it. Exactly right. So they both pitched well. Gilreath was a little bit more efficient. As you mentioned, 4 innings, 4 strikeouts, no walks, and they hit .214 against him. So, you know, it's hard to believe that kid should be a high school senior right now, as competitive as he is, as calm as he was out there. And he said after the game he was nervous, but how you handle those nerves is really important. And that's a very nice development for our pitching staff, having a lefty that he was up to 91 the other night that threw a ton of strikes. That's a really nice development for our pitching staff. So he'll get the ball tomorrow, and then we'll give it to Logan on Tuesday, and we'll continue to evaluate, you know, those spots and as we go into the season. But with us having 5 games now in 6 days, that's the roles those guys will have this week.
I saw where John Gilreath will turn 18 on March the 10th. So please let him know that he is the youngest ever Terminix Pest player of the game on Gamecock Baseball Radio.
That's pretty good. Now, it came in a loss, though, so I'm not going to count that.
Lastly for you, Coach, away from the game itself, what aroma wafting through Founders Park over the weekend made you most want to leave the dugout, grab a little something to eat, then come back and coach your team?
Absolutely none. Nothing can take me away
from it. There you go.
I don't know if I'm supposed to now give somebody a recommendation food-wise, but no. During that game, you notice the crowd a little bit, but you're just so focused on the game. You know, all the ambiance around a game probably, gets lost for the coaches because you're so focused on trying to help your players and help your team.
Well, that's good. That's what everybody actually does want to hear. So there you go. Listen, congrats on a great opening weekend. We always appreciate your time.
Good. Come on, Jay. Don't call it great.
No, okay. Hey, good. Look. I'm an old-fashioned baseball guy. 2 out of 3 is good. We'll leave it at good. That's fine. And listen, if you go 55-1, that'll be a pretty good first year, right?
I'll take that.
There you go. All right.
Yeah, the only thing that Friday night settled was that we won't go undefeated this year, as far as I'm concerned.
That's right. It'll get there. Coach, we do indeed appreciate the time. Good luck the rest of the week, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
All right, you got it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. That is Gamecock head baseball coach Mark Kingston, Carolina over VMI this weekend to open the year. And, again, losing on Friday in the opener, 7-6, 7-2 win Saturday, 9-0, 2-hitter yesterday for the Gamecocks, a combined effort from the starters and the bullpen.